We've been in the sugya of Emunas Chachamim, which we pointed out is essential for learning. If a person doesn't understand the godless of the people that they're reading about, of the Tanoim, the Amoiroim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, they're not going to invest in it. Like the Goyin says in the beginning of Mishlei, the Goyin says, why does it start that these are the Mishlei Shloimei Ben David Melech Yisrael? Why does it put his name in the Sefer? Because when you start a Sefer, you have to know who wrote it, to know how much to break your head on it. And last week we focused on this concept of understanding the greatness in the Gedolei Yisrael of all the generations. Now we're going to take it to the next level, B'siyata D'shmaya, and that is to understand a concept that also needs emuna, the concept called Yiridas HaDoris. Yiridas HaDoris, right? That one generation after the next, we get smaller and smaller and smaller. This is an issue of belief. Why? Because logic really doesn't dictate that people should get smaller. People should really get bigger. In fact, if you look at the world at large, there's a lot of exciting things that are happening in our generation, right? First of all, you can go to the bathroom in a toilet, right? You don't even have to go to an outhouse. That's very convenient. That was even a while back they figured that one out, right? We got lights over here. You can, park your car with your phone. Interesting, exciting things you can do. All sorts of interesting things. They couldn't do these before. So really, it takes a lot of emuna to believe that things have changed. I mean, there are a lot of brilliant people today. What, the brains were bigger back then? The brains got smaller? Come on. We have a lot of bright people today. So it's an issue of emuna. And we have to really understand. The Goyin really says something astonishing. The Goyin, it's brought in his Sefer Safar Ditzniusa, his parish on the Zayar. The Goyin says, that may Eish Shecharav Habayis, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, were like a guf below nefesh, were like a carcass on the floor. That was what we were originally, right after the Beis HaMikdash. We were Zocha to actually be a dead body. That's a compliment, you'll see. And the Yitzia L'chutz La'aretz was the kever. Was the kever? Virima misoveves alein, and there were worms on us. Fine, but there were chaburas and yeshivas. You could point to that dead body. You know what the dead body was? All the great yeshivas that were in Chutz La'aretz right after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ad shen nirkav habasar v'atzamas, until we rotted. We weren't even a dead person that you could point to. There was a decay of basar v'atzamos, of flesh and bones. Mispazru pizrach, or pizr, such decay, until all we are is what's called rekev atzamos, which if you're learning olos is powder. We're powder. We're not even a person. It's very, powder is like the lowest level of tumas ames that could possibly be. Powder. And he says, all we're doing now as powder is we're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash. For Tchias HaMesim, we still have that little luz bone for Hashem to take us out of all this. Really? It's so bad? I mean, the Vilna Gaon was a very big man, okay? Bigger than you could ever imagine. And he's saying we were powder, powder. And if you learn the Sugya of Olos, you see it's this powder is barely has tumas mace. If you fiddle with this powder in any which way, you can lose the even that there's a dead person in front of you. You could use it for shampoo if you want to say nothing. And this is a system of emuna. We have to believe this, but it's hard to believe. Because the yisod that we have, a fancy word that the world uses, is progressivism. Progressivism is the concept that the world progresses. And that makes sense, because it's a development, right? Somebody thought this would help people, and then they did studies and found out that it doesn't. But there was one good thing that guy had, and they kept that. And then the next guy had a few dumb ideas, but one good idea, and they kept that. And you just keep going and going, and things get better. And yet, emuna is going to teach us that that's not the case. And there's a famous story from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, which I verified with the family. I get nervous about famous stories, especially they're said in so many different ways, but Baruch Hashem, we have a Kamenetsky on staff, and I verified the story. He did a little bit of a homework. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on a plane in business class, and he was sitting next to Yechiel Leiter, who was the head of the Histadrut, which is not the greatest of people. Shibboleth secular in this country. And Rav Yaakov was sitting there in business class, and he had a granddaughter and a son in coach, and they kept checking in on him. Would the Zayda like this? Would the Zayda like that? Would Tati like this? Would Tati like that? And this Yechiel Leiter is watching this. And he doesn't understand what's going on over here. And he says to him, he goes, why does your family care so much about you? He goes, I barely hear from my son and my grandchildren. They don't give me the time of day. So Rabbi Yaakov said to him the most profound thing. He said, yeah, it's true. You preach that man came from a monkey. Right? So, basically, the older you are, the closer you are to being a monkey. So your kids and grandchildren look at you like you're more of a monkey and they're less of a monkey. So they have no reason to come up to business plan and ask you if you want a Coke. Why should we? That guy's a monkey. He's more of a monkey than me. He says, we come from Har Sinai. We come from a matzav where the greatest thing that happened was Klal Yisrael got the Torah. And then one generation after the next, the further we get from there, the smaller we get. My children and grandchildren look at me as a higher level of being. Amazing, amazing. But it takes emunah to understand this, because everything that we see in the world is a person, is a person, is a person. Rav Baruch Ber Zatzal heard from Rav Chaim Brisker the following amazing thing. Rav Chaim Brisker told Rav Baruch Ber, what do you think I have in mind when I say Ata Chonein L'Adam Das? Right? The great Rav Chaim Brisker, who changed all of the Derech HaLimud of Klal Yisrael. What does he have in mind when he says Ata Chonein L'Adam Das? What do you think? What's pshat? Says Rav Chaim, I'll tell you what I think. I daven to Hashem that I should understand how Rabbi Kiva Eger knows how to learn better than me. Right? The famous Rabbi Kiva Eger from Duras before. He davens how to understand how Rabbi Kiva Eger learned better than him. What? Yeah, you know where I heard this from a Rebbe of mine who told me it? When we had a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Maseches Krisus that asked a bomb kasha on the Gemara, okay? Bomb! Case closed. Comes Rav Chaim Brisker, right? And La'yehudim ha'isa eres sasim v'simcha. He answers this kasha, and it's the most beautiful shtickle Torah. And you can't help but wonder, Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Chaim did it. He did it. He did it. Says Rav Chaim, I daven to understand how I missed it. That's emunas chachamim. If I was Reb Chaim, I would be celebrating. I'd be sending out, you hear about my shtickle, I answered Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Chaim held that thinking you answered Reb Kiva Eger's kasha means you're done. And the only thing we can hope is to daven to understand why everything we thought of to answer these questions doesn't exist. Can you imagine that? I'd be celebrating. But this is the Tfisas HaMetzias that Klal Yisrael has, is that the earlier generations understood. And the beautiful Lashon of the Chovas HaVavos in Perek Hay of Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Beautiful Lashon. He says the following. Al kein hizor shelo tater ashurcha midarecha avos. Don't fear from your fathers. V'nesiv harishonim in the ways of the earlier generations. V'tismoich al sichlecha. And depend on your own logic. Vitis yached ba'atzoscha, and go with your own way. Vitis bodeid b'svarasecha. Va'al tachshod avoisecha. Don't be choshesh your fathers. B'mashem masru lecha me'ofen etavosav. Va'al tistor atzosim b'mashahoru. Don't go against what they taught you. Ki ein eitzo shetale b'daitcha. You will not think of a single thing that they didn't think of already. You think, oh, now in Lefiza and this, right? Why are we usher in swimming on Shabbos? No one's going to build a raft. I just figured this out. Wow! If Chazal were here today, they'd bow to me for my greatness and wisdom. They thought of everything. The Efsher Shekidim Lidaitcha Ofen Yosheva Machshava Ahibit Chilasa. Vinelimcha Ofen Ahefsid. Maybe you lost the thing that was the whole reason what they were worried about. You didn't think of that. Asher Yimi Menabach Risa. You'll find out later. And because you're so no game adover, all you think about is your brilliant idea, and buddy, you missed it. Because they thought of all of this, and they thought of it, and then some. And you didn't realize. And there's a scary story, which was hard for me to get, hard for me to find, and it's an amazing story. I don't like to quote anything here that I didn't at least see fully inside. Anything I've heard in my life, I try not to say in the Shmuz, because it's a big responsibility. This is a story about the Rama, an amazing story. When the Rama came to Krakow, it's brought in the archives of Krakow and Pinkasim. When the Rama came to Krakow, he came, and there was a very strange minhag. Very strange minhag. When a wife would go to Bitovel to be mutter to her husband, right? This is the way of the world. There was a minhag that the Baal HaMikvah, the one who was in charge of the mikvah, who saw all the women who went to the mikvah, he was in charge. It was an unsafe time. There was people there watching over the mikvah, saw who went there. The Baal HaMikvah would go and wish a mazel tov the next day to the person whose wife became mutter, right? Not exactly the number one type of minhag. I mean, this is a very strange minhag, right? This upset the Rama very, very much. The Rama said, "Vaday ze minhag boyrois v'chatzifus." It's a amaratzus and it's brazen. It's a terrible minhag, and he was mevatel it from the Baal HaMikvah to ever do this again. Fine, that's it. Even though it was a minhag of Krakow, done. Acharezer yamim. Halach HaBal Mikvah B'Shuk. The Baal Mikvah was in the Shuk, and he met a man. And he asked the Baal Mikvah B'Roges. He was angry at him. He says, "You didn't wish me a Mazel Tov. What are you doing?" So he says, "First of all, I want to tell you one thing. The Rama was Mavatel the Minhag." Okay. "And second of all, your wife didn't go to the Mikvah last night." "What do you mean?" "She didn't go to the mikvah. She didn't go to the mikvah." It turned out that once the Rama was mevatel this minhag, the woman who maybe thought it was a little too cold and uncomfortable in that mikvah felt they could get away with not going to the mikvah. And it was revealed to the Rama, he was shaking, that this minhag that he thought was something that was disgusting, but it was the minhag of Krakow. He saw the brilliance in this minhag, that this was a shmirah on the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And he vowed to write a sefer on all the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. And that became the sefer Rama that we have today. We're not going to figure something out that somebody else didn't. The godless of Doris Rishonim. The godless of Doris Rishonim. There's so much progress in the world. There's a weird type of progress in the world. If you look at the world, you look at what's going on in the world. Did you notice Rebarach Ber in the Hakdama to Bircha Shmuel? It's quoted that he held there's Yerida Sederis by Goyim also. Did you ever notice that there are no more Goyisha philosophers, theologians, right? Metaphysicists, people who talk about religion and understanding of the world? No. There aren't people like that. There are people who can teach you how to park your car with your iPhone or how to make a Pokemon Go. But there is nobody... Got one. There is nobody in the world who can have any type of pneumius today. It's outdated. People have become smaller. Progressivism has progressed that things... There are lots of toys and gadgets and they could... Take something and they can blow it up 100 times, 1,000 times. They can take a telescope and see further. But the people have become smaller. There's a tininess in people, even by Goyim. Even by Goyim. We look at the Goyim of old and Chas v'Shalom to say of us, some people look as us of old. Like, strange, superstitious types of people, right? Maybe you heard about in the olden days, goblins, vampires, demons, right? You know that it used to be in the olden days that people believed in these things. These weren't fairy tales. In the streets in medieval times, they were scared. Would the goblin get them or a vampire? Right? What are these little babies? You ever wonder that? Isn't it interesting that intelligent people were afraid of demons? Ooh, everybody's afraid of the boogeyman. Well, maybe, just maybe, the entire world wasn't crazy back then. Says the Emes LeYaakov in Parshas Vayera, Adover Noira. He says that in every generation, Zelu Mazeh, Hashem puts a Koach HaKedusha and a Koach HaTumah. Like in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was super impressive, Hashem put Bilam, which was somebody who could be equally impressive. He was somebody who really knew how to do a sound and light show for everybody. And then, at a time of Bas Kol, which was a time of a heavenly voice, there was no more prophecy anymore. Then Hashem put in the world Shadim, these demons in the world, to counter that. And then there were Dibuks, connected the other levels of the Kedusha. And then he said, then there's so little Kedusha left that you don't even need the boogeyman anymore. Because the only time you need the boogeyman is when there's something very big on the Kadosh side. Today, there's barely anything going on. So much so that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the Dibuk that the Chafetz Chaim removed, he heard from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, he saw it written from the Rav Elchanan Wasserman, that the Chafetz Chaim had said that this would be the last Dibuk, well-known Dibuk, B'yamav, Mistama would be the last one. It will be the last Dibuk. And Rav Yaakov explains, because today there's no counterforce of Kedusha anyway to have these crazy things going on. So Mamela, they're not here. Really not here, but he says a Chiddush, Rav Yaakov. He says if you're in a very Kadosh place where people are very big, then very spooky things could happen over there. He says that. So he's leaving it open. If you see something spooky, it might be true. It might be true. It's probably some sort of political scheme. But it might be true. It might be true. Vote for Gimel. Okay. Anyway. But Al Kol Panim, the things that we've taken for granted, the people from old were idiots. Give me a break. We became so worldly and so understanding that there's no boogeyman, all these things. We don't understand what the world used to look like. How big the Yidden were, and even how much the Goyim were. The whole musug of technology. They understood why not to be involved in technology. What do you mean? Technology is so great. So I admit, going to the bathroom with a toilet is gewaltic. And I think even everybody would be okay with that. I think everyone would have held that was a great invention. But they came to the Chafetz Chaim. And they said to the Chafetz Chaim, they were so excited. I heard this from my Rebbe. They said, Rebbe, did you hear about the train system? The railroad system? And I said, what? He says, you can get from Krakow to Warsaw in this amount of time. And the Chafetz Chaim goes, what's this? Basically like, so what? Like, they go, Rebbe, you don't understand. Krakow to Warsaw like that. What's this? Come on. Do you have to repeat it? Say it again. Can I ask you a question? Why wasn't the Chafetz Chaim excited about this? Why wasn't the Chafetz Chaim excited about it? Why? The Chafetz Chaim understood the world getting faster did not help anybody. Let's look at what happened through this Industrial Revolution. Let's see what a colossal waste of time has been created from all this mishigas that started just from getting from Krakow to Warsaw. Everyone's running fast to do absolutely nothing. They're not saving any time. Now you and me get excited seeing choo-choo, chugga-chugga-chug, go, Krakow, Warsaw, woo! It's so great. It's so cool. The Mikdash David wrote the plans for the first helicopter. You're not going to find that in the history books. But I was a columnist from Rebbe. The first helicopter. That's exciting. He showed it to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, this will be used for war. Don't you dare show this to anyone. Put this away. They understood so much more than kids in a sandbox. That it's not about just what works. It's about what will be with mankind. Everything that works today is assumed good until after 10 or 20 years, people say we've got to do technology fast because people are becoming robots. Shkayach, why didn't you think about that in the beginning? It's too late now. Everybody's just like this all day. Right? And if they're, imagine what's going to be. It's really scary. People are officially robots. It's official. It's official. It's not like a prediction. It's happened. You beautiful people who've been here without these things, go to America. I was just there. There's nobody around. There's nobody there. They're all like this. It's crazy. I feel so bad for them. They could have used the Chafetz Chaim. You think they needed to waste their time thinking about all these gadgets? It's a katnus. It's the exact opposite. It's taking all the powers of mankind, and instead of becoming big people who could be Shaykh Hashem, who could be great philosophers, great theologists, all the things, instead, they become kids in a sandbox, impressed with absolutely nothing. Vos is, who cares? You know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't have one of the Bachrim told me, he has a toothbrush. He asked his parents for a toothbrush. True story. A good toothbrush, because he's getting too many cavities. He got a toothbrush with a Bluetooth, robo brush, and it has an app, right? What in the world do you do with this thing? Like, you have successfully cleaned your back molars. Proceed on the highlighted route. Recalculate. Canine. Like, what happened? Can't you brush your teeth? What's happened to humanity? But it's so cool because it has an app. You can click on your tooth and see it live. Tartar. Whoa. Cottonus. The fact that we're so impressed by these things that we think that mankind is advanced has shown how little we are, how tiny we are. Rachmana litzlan. The Rishonim were like Malachim. The Rishonim were a different Bria. Mamish a different Bria. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Beis, Amar Reb Zeira Amar Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim b'nei Malachim, if the Rishonim were angelic b'nei Malachim, Anu b'nei Anashim, we're people. Im Rishonim b'nei Anashim, if the earlier generations were people, so what are we? Anu kichamorim. We're like donkeys. So at least let's be like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Maybe they'll throw us a bone chazal. Watch this. V'lo kichamoro shel Rav Chanina ben Dosa v'shor Pinchas ben Yair. Not like the donkeys, you know, who like didn't eat other people's stuff and kept kosher. All these nice donkeys who were really interesting. El kishar chamorim. Like regular donkeys. What in the world is Gemara saying? Like, I had to stick it in again. Ooh, and not like a regular, not like the Chamor, Pinchas ben Yair. Oh, this is a Chazal. What in the world is going on in this Chazal? Chazal are telling us a Davar Noira on Emunas Chachamim. And this will answer why we don't have Emunas Chachamim. The same reason we should have it is the reason we don't have it. Let's try to explain, okay? Chazal are saying that if you're a If the Rishonim are people, so you're a donkey, right? That's a different Bria. Imagine having morning Seder with a cow. David, you want to read? Okay, I'll read. This is the fifth day, David. I don't know. Right? You can't have a chavrusa with a cow. Kosher can't a donkey, right? It's a different Bria. It's a different thing. It's not like your buddies, like you have no shaychus with another, one another. You know what a malach is? A malach can read the Torah without words. Can go mesof olam and so. Right? If you're a person, they're like a malach, you have no shaychus with them. That's exactly why it's impossible to believe that people could be so great. You know why? Because they're not people. And if they are people, you're a horse trying to figure out what a person is. Imagine a horse in a deep thought. What's a person? Right? Not a good idea. Just tell the horse to just eat his hay and be quiet. Right? It's not kedai. It's a totally different bria. It's a totally different metzias. There's a malach. There's an adam. There's a chamor. We have, starting from the beginning, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Perish on Maseches Shabbos, he says, this Gemara is not just some nice Musar Haskel. It's all of Halacha is based on this Gemara. He says, Ein hu melitza ba'alma. Kol yisoydes psikas halacha nivnim alav. This Gemara about if they're like malachim, we're like people. If we're like people, we're like chamayrim. The entire halacha is based on this. He says every generation is totally out from the other one. That's why there's a concept called a Navi. Then there's something called a Tana. Then there's something called an Amora. Then there's something called Gaonim. And then there's something called Rishonim. And he says, when does a tkufa end? How do you know when you wave the flag, the tkufa is over? He says, after someone writes a book, the tkufa is over. He says, the tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu was over after he wrote Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The tkufa of Yoshua was after he wrote the book Yoshua. The tkufa of Shmuel was after Shmuel wrote his book. And when did the Tanoim end? When Rabbeinu HaKadosh, for the first time, written oral law, right, wrote the Mishnayos. When did the Gemara end? When Ravina and Ravashi were chosim the Talmud. And when did the Rishonim end? The big Chiddush, he says, at the writing of Shulchan Aruch, only 500 years ago. Fascinating. But there are different classifications of Brias. And we always say in the Gemara, it's illegal for an Amor to ask on a Tana. Why? No Shaychus. Can a donkey ask on a person? Can a person ask on a Malach? It's impossible. This is the whole Yisoid. They're a different Bria. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? I would have written this Mishnah differently. And you know what? I would have organized Maseches Gittin differently. I mean, maybe get me Medina Sayam. That's the way to start a Sefer. A guy sends a get from Medina Sayam. I would bring it. Divorce is terrible. That's the way to start. You know when divorce is talked about, according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, all the way at the end of Maseches Gittin. I was waiting the whole time. It's like Mashgiach's nightmare. To read the Musar part all the way at the end. I had to wait all the way until the end of Maseches Gittin. I would have written it differently. Very nice start. You know who Rabbeinu HaKadosh was? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, after he was Nifter, made Kiddush. He made Kiddush for his family. Try that one. Right? Try to do that one. And you know what else? Rabbeinu HaKadosh put up all of his 10 fingers and said he had never gotten a single enjoyment of Olam Hazeh. Try that one. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's mashma in the Gemara that he didn't die from the Malach HaMavis. You know what happened? There was a tug of war between the downstairs people, that's us, and the Malachim, and they were fighting. We want Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They're fighting, until boom, Nitzchul HaReilim, the Malachim won and got him. And it always bothered me until Baruch Hashem, I saw Reuven Frank and Rabbi Zikowitz were learning Rabbeinu B'chai, and they showed me a gem, a davar noira ad ma'od. If I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. Rabbeinu B'chai starts talking about who got the Mises Neshika, which is that zveikus of leaving the world, just leaving with the kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, who got this Mises Neshika? Miriam, Moshe, Aaron, right? Who else? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Huh? Where do you get that from? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's not much like this. Person can make Kiddush Friday night after he waltz right in. The only reason he stopped was because it was making everybody else look bad. Now you come, I would have written Maseches Gittin differently, Shkoyach. Every Chitzurei Mechsura, which we say is a poorly written Mishnah, the Gaon says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh did it bedafka that way. And it's just too deep for us to understand the way it's written, but he did it exactly that way because that's the way it needed to be. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it's impossible for mistakes by the Tanoim. By the Amoraim, you could have something called a Tiyuvta. By the Tanoim, whenever there's something that's called a mistake, Mishnah lo zazim im koma, it doesn't leave. It doesn't go anywhere. And then we come to the Amoraim, Ravina and Ravashi. Says the Rambam. in the end of his Perish Mishnayos and Seder Zroim, Kishehishlim Ravashi Lechaber Chibur HaTalmud, Al Mashu Olav, Haya Haflagas Chiburo V'otzim Tuaso Le'ed Neman De Ruach Elokim Kadishim Bey. It was clear from this masterpiece, the Talmud, that he was under the influence of Ruach HaKodesh. V'kol Asher Kom Achrov, any man who comes after him, all of his intent and all of his strength is lahavin divrayim shekosvu bilvad, just to understand the man and not to chas v'shalom editorialize. Va'alav ein lahosif mimenu ve'ein ligroa, and he can't add or subtract to the divrei tanoim and the divrei amoraim. That's the way we learn Gemara. It's ridiculous to have a taina on Ravashi. You want to know how off we are from our understanding of Gemara? Can I ask you a question? Have you ever understood one drasha in the Gemara? Ever? Ever? I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbeim that we don't have any understanding. Right? Do you understand when there's an extra vav? Oh, I would have done that too. You ever once get that? I was mechavin with that extra vav. Ooh, that word simla, I was going to do that too. We have no shaychus with drashas. We don't know how to use an S. We don't know how to do anything. Ribuyim, miyutim, kalvachomers. You ever once mechavin to a kalvachomer of Chazal? So you say, wow, I wish I could have been there. I would have done a better job. No, you're a donkey. And that's why donkeys don't understand these things. And the more you realize you don't understand in the Gemara, it's calming. It's a calming thing. Because Baruch Hashem, they're not like you. If they were like you, it would be a real waste of time for all of us to sit all day on their words. No offense. They're totally in a different stratosphere. And then after that, after the Chasimas HaTalmud, came the Gaonim. You know what I would write in the history books about the Gaonim? The Gaonic period. First, you have to call it a period. It sounds very educated. The Gaonic period, there was no prolific writing. I don't know if that makes sense, but it sounds good. There was no prolific writing, right? Think about it. How many Svarim do we have from Gaonim? We have the Gemara, and then we go all the way to the Rashba, Ritva, Ramban. What happened to the Gaonim? There's the Sheltis over there. How many of you took out a Sheltis in morning Seder, right? Ever bother you? Such a great period where all the Rishonim are bowing to these Gaonim. Who were they? What do they have to say for themselves? Says the Meiri in his Parish on Avos, page 52 in Mosada Rav Kook. The Gaonim didn't write Svarim. Why? He says, Gaon is Gematria Shishim, which is the 60 Masechtas and Shas. They knew everything. There was nothing to write. There was nothing to write. Why did Rav Achai Gaon write the She'iltas, which the Netziv wrote a masterpiece on, Emek HaShela? Because he wanted his son to do something on Shabbos. So he wrote him a nice book. Why did the Sefer HaPikadon be written by the Gaonim? Because once a Rav asked one of the Gaonim a Shaila, so he wrote down all of his shitas in Dine Mamanus just to make it easier. Maybe he didn't have time to get over there. We have no shaychus with these greats. And then we come to the Rishonim. And I'll leave you with the following thought, and we're going to continue next week. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya. Rav Shach was so amazed by this. In the Hakdama to the Shar HaMelech, it brings from one of the Achronim that there's a Tosis in Ksubis on Daf Lamed. Dibra Maskel Hakol Motim. A Tosis in Ksubis. And over there, the Marshal, the great Marshal from the Tkufa of the Rama, asks Abam Kasha on Tosis. Case closed, right? So you think. Then comes the Marshal and takes the Marshal out of the water. Case closed. And now Tosis is back in the ring. Because first the Marshal came, and then the Marshal came, and now Tosis is back. Comes the Pnei Yoshua, takes care of the Marshal, Kol Tuv Sela, we're back at the Kasha. Okay, sounds exciting. These are all Achronim. Gidoyle Achronim! Says this Achronim in the Hakdom of the Shar HaMelech. He says, then I found a Shita Mukubetzes with a not-so-known Bal HaTosfos, right? Little teeny Tosfos hiding there in a Shita Mekubetzes. And guess what? It's the Tosfos like we have on the page, except then the Tosfos S on himself, the Kasha of the Marshal. The Marshal. Good. And then he answers like the Marshal. And then he asks back, like the Pnei Yoshua. And then he answers all the questions. Rav Shach saw this was so chaviv to him. Look how many generations of Achronim in one line of a Tosfos. It is hard to believe, but that's what we have emunah. The more you delve into this Torah Rabosa, you need to use less emunah. It's so wondrous. What a schus we have to learn this Torah. And what a schus even in our dar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to delve into this Torah, we should all be zeichet to learn Torah with emunas kachamim.